Welcome to the Faithful Chicks podcast for young women 16 years and older. I'm your host, Kelly Kirstein. We will talk about topics like friendship, relationships, sexuality, beauty, and more, all grounded in a Christian perspective. I've ministered to young women for over 14 years, which means I can offer a fresh alternative to everyday topics to help you make decisions that will level up your life. Want to know more about Chicks? Visit chicksministry.org or download the Chicks Ministry app. You can also find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Pinterest, and YouTube. Thanks for joining us today.
Welcome back. Today's episode topic is My Boyfriend Cheated, Now What? Dealing with the betrayal and hurt that comes from cheating is so painful, but girls, it's necessary. Let me share five tips to help you cope and move through this, because there is no avoiding the hurt, betrayal, and rejection that comes with a cheating boyfriend. I am so sorry that this happened to you. First of all, it's important to let yourself feel the pain. Cry, scream, but also be sure to breathe and to remind yourself you're going to get through this. It is probably best to process your emotions without your guy. He's the one that caused the pain, and it's going to be very confusing for you to try to work through those feelings with him. Instead, I would suggest that you try to find someone that you can trust and that will pray with you and help you process with God. So call a friend, maybe talk to a parent. Just go to someone that you can pour your heart out to be honest with the feelings that you have, but that can also help keep you in a good headspace. We know that not all people have strong ability to do this. Don't go to your friend that's going to take you down, that is going to make you feel worse. Instead, find that person in your life that is the calm, the steady, they're a good listener, and they also will give you hope and kind of help you look towards the future. We usually know who those people are. So just make sure that you choose that person that's going to help you and be good for you. Now, it could take a while for you to process these feelings. When I say take time to process with God, that doesn't mean an hour and then you're hopping in your car all hot and bothered, emotionally distraught, and going and dealing with your boyfriend. Once you've taken time to process, it's a good idea to have honest conversation with him. But I want to say, if at any time during the conversation he gets aggressive and starts yelling at you, or it flips to him blaming you and somehow it feels like he becomes the victim, or he just flat out refuses to communicate with you, you need to leave the situation. Do not stay there and let more damage happen. He may not be in a good headspace either because he messed up. And so he's dealing with his own emotions. And if it is not a healthy, honest conversation that's going to bring you to a better place, or at least help you move forward, then get out of the situation. Maybe you need more time to process. It does take time to forgive any betrayal, and it's probably going to be healthy for you to take a break from your boyfriend for a while. Not to punish him. People make mistakes, and God does call us to forgive. But if you stay connected to him before you're able to work through these things, I'm sorry, but you're going to have a dysfunctional relationship, because either you're going to try to bury it and just forget that it happened and it's still going to be inside of you, then it's going to come out in all these weird ways where you're not trusting him, you're hyper-focused on what he's doing anytime he goes out, or you're going to try to pretend it doesn't happen. Healthy relationships have to come from a space where both people are coming into it in a good headspace, in a healthy manner. You have to take the time to work through these things. Some space and time apart will be good for both of you, because otherwise trust issues and all these other things are going to come out. You're going to resent him. There's going to be a constant spin between both of you. You can't pretend this didn't happen, and you can't control him and try to clamp down on him and control everything he does in order to be in a relationship. And I want you to consider this, and I know it is so painful because you probably love him, but a lot of times breaking up may be the healthiest option. What he's shown you in this situation is that he has issues with self-control. His view on sex is wrong. He has trouble remaining faithful. And that shows that he has some work to do on himself. I get it. It may feel easier to stay together because you're already hurting so bad, and that breaking up is only going to rip the wound open farther. But the truth is that your relationship is just going to keep doing damage if you aren't brave enough to tackle your own issues and to give him space to work on his. Let's fast forward and think about the future with this relationship. In marriage, adultery is one of those things that when your life is so tied together that it absolutely rips people apart and destroys, especially once you get children, you've got a home. In the dating phase of your relationship, if he cheats and you don't take the time to work on this and get both of you in a better space, you are setting yourself up for failure down the road. I know some of you are thinking, I'm young, I'm not even thinking about marriage. But the problem is that you're starting dating patterns, you're starting behaviors of what you'll accept, you're starting the mindset of what relationships are like. When you have a partner you can't trust, it doesn't work. Did you know that even though God is against divorce in marriage, infidelity or adultery is one of the things that actually allows you to get a divorce? Take that into consideration. It's just the mindset of if he's only cheated on you once, it's easy to justify it. You know your relationship. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm trying to help you consider that there were probably a lot of things that led to the cheating. There were probably lustful thoughts. There was intent that led up to being alone with the person. And even if it wasn't physical cheating, meaning sex or sexual activity, but an emotional cheating where they were connected and he was relying emotionally on another girl, it's still not okay. He needs to work on his heart and mind before he can truly commit himself to you. Lustful behavior that leads to physical or emotional cheating can destroy you and your guy. You need to care about each other enough to do the work, to let the relationship take a break, get a breath, and figure out what you need to do. Now we're going to shift and kind of focus on what to do to allow Jesus to heal your broken heart. And it's going to be tough for you to heal if you're not willing to take space from the one who hurt you. No matter how sorry he is, you have to take time to work through this and to heal, or you're going to carry this with you and it is going to overflow in really unhealthy ways. In scripture, it talks about that Jesus wants you to come, those who are weary and burdened. He's going to give you rest. He will help you find peace, and he will help your troubled heart to make sense out of things instead of having this gaping, nasty wound that is causing problems in your life. When you take time to process your broken heart with Jesus, the light will flow through it. It will overpower the lies that the enemy is going to try to tell you. You will come out stronger and understanding better of what you want out of a relationship, how to have good boundaries, how to have healthy connection through your relationship with Christ that flows into your relationship with your boyfriend. Did you know that prayer connects you to God and his power? We have a tendency to focus on the physical, like we say kind of a prayer that's like, God, I need this and this and this and blah, 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 blah. But the truth is that our faith is much more powerful than that. God can actually bind up those wounds of the broken heart, and he can wipe away the tears and the mourning and the pain. He can help you to see the way forward. With him, instead of sitting down and getting stuck in the pain and stuck in like a broken self-esteem, you can use scripture and you can use your connection to Holy Spirit where you take that broken thing, you put it in the hands of Jesus and you say, what do you have in exchange for me? Give me vision for what you want. Give me a picture for what you have for me. Help me to know that even in the darkest valley, in the darkest time, that you are helping me through, you will comfort me. I don't need to be afraid. That you can lean into the strength of Christ and you can hold on to his righteous hand. He's going to pull you through even when you don't have the strength. And in the days and months ahead, you'll come through this and you'll be like, I made it. You'll realize how strong you really are. Right now, I want to encourage you to sit down and deal with the lies that are forming in your head. Because here's what I know about cheating. It can rock your world to the point where you start to question yourself. You start to believe that you might not be worthy of love. There is this violation of relationship that can create an opening where the enemy can just hit you all over the place and can take control of your thoughts and wreck the way you see yourself. I want to remind you that what the enemy intends for harm, when you turn to God, he will use it for good. And he will accomplish good things in your life. He will work all of this together for good, but you got to go to him. He doesn't just do it for you. It's like you got to press in and partner with him for your future. It's that fight in you to stand up against things that would come against the good things that God has planned. It may feel like your life is never going to be right again, but the truth is that God will help you just grab onto Jesus with all you have so that you don't sink into the depths of despair and depression. Let him help you through the hard moments. Let him pull you through the grief and the hurt. You're going to find out when you do that how real God is. Like, you will know that he loves you, that he is there for you, that you can come through anything when you trust him. It's honestly some of this stuff that I'm talking to you about in my own journey through the hardest moments of life. It's how I've developed such deep faith in God, because when I go to him, I just cry out from the depths of my soul. It's like I can feel him in the room. I can see him answer and give me little things like songs and scripture and people and words on billboards that it's like he lets me know, I'm there. Keep your eyes up on me and I will show you the way forward. I know that you're hurting, but God will bring you through this. I have this feeling that there are people on here listening because you're not really sure yet if your boyfriend cheated. I want to talk just real quickly about some signs that he's cheating. So first of all, in every relationship, there can be times when you feel jealous or afraid of getting hurt. In the beginning, that really isn't your boyfriend's responsibility. The way you come into a relationship is your responsibility with that confidence and knowing who you are. Don't get caught in the trap of expecting him to be the one that gives you self-esteem and this trap of him having to reassure you all the time, because even the most upstanding guy is going to get worn out with that. If you struggle with insecurity and confidence in who God created you to be, it's time to do some work and it's time to work on yourself. Look at your relationship with yourself, the way you think and believe about yourself. Also, take a moment to think about the type of guy you're attracted to. Are you picking people that are good for you? Now, moving into those signs, sometimes when you're in a relationship, and I know how deep the relationships get, especially those first loves, which are so passionate, powerful, and amazing, you get so connected, something in your heart just knows if he's cheating. Like before you find the flirty text or notice that connection between him and another girl, something in you lets you know that you aren't safe, like something is going on. Take a moment and reflect. Have you blown past signals because you love having him in your life? You love him so much. When you're in a relationship with God and Holy Spirit is guiding you and something doesn't feel right, go to him Learn to listen to that still small voice and say, God, give me discernment. Am I being insecure here, or is this a real thing? I need to take time to recognize what's going on. I'm just going to read through a list of signals that you can press into and process with God. If something feels different in your relationship and there's things going on, especially with his phone or messaging, and it feels secretive, you keep catching him in small little lies, it's a good idea, pray, process with God, and then to have a conversation. Pay attention to his attitude and the way he responds to you. Does he seem defensive and to be hiding things? Or is it that he's gaslighting you and making you feel crazy? Those are red flags. But if he's not cheating and it's just you're reading into things and somehow you've tapped into some insecurity, he's going to have kindness and compassion for you and reassure you and let you even see his phone like, hey, there's nobody there. Pay attention to your emotional connection. If he's not emotionally connecting with you and caring about how you're doing, you know, if you typically are affectionate with a hug or a kiss or just those little touches, and that's kind of gotten minimized, he either could be going through something, which that happens in relationships, but he could also be pulling away from you if he's spending time with another girl and you notice other messages and suspicious things. For those of you who have gone there with sex, I don't need to tell you, you know that God designed sex to be within the boundaries of marriage. What I will say is guys who are pursuing sex and they've had either sex with just you or maybe multiple girls, they have a different view on sex than they should, especially if they're a Christian. And sex becomes about pleasure. They get these lustful thoughts. It's hard for them to have self-control towards other girls because of that mindset about sex. And I caution you to be careful, to really pay attention. If he has crossed the line and had sex with somebody else, that's a deal breaker, girls. Like, that is such a violation of relationship. Before you get married, it's just not worth it to go there. Be careful also of letting him compare you to other girls and to tell you how beautiful other girls are or to talk about them. Like, that's a hard boundary. Respect for you is that he thinks you're the most beautiful girl in the world. If he is lusting after or looking at other girls, he needs to deal with that with God. It's not respectful to you to do that. You shouldn't do that to him either. In relationship, your attention and your eyes should be for each other. You need to practice that before you get to marriage because you don't want to have a cheater mindset and you don't want to accept the cheater mindset. So listen to the signals, pay attention to your heart and your mind, and trust God to help you through this process. And remember that that love that you need so much comes from Christ first, and then it helps you form a healthy connection with a boyfriend. I want you to know how much I care. And if you have situations that you need help with, message me, download the Chicks Ministry app, comment, like, let's get into it. And I will help you find your way forward because God loves you and I care.
Thank you for joining us today. Are you interested in learning more about faith in Jesus? Check out our latest simple Bible study, Things Teens Should Know. We will cover topics like how to get to know Jesus, learning to love people well, and what the Bible teaches about sex and marriage. You can find your copy on Amazon by searching Kelly Kirstein or go to the Chicks Ministry app to see a preview and what's available for free.